Interesting that that song landed right before this morning's perspective. Anybody have a time in life where things were just not going your way? When things were just not going as you planned, when things were just not going as you always hoped and dreamed your life would be? I mean, it could be sickness, it could be finance, it could be job, it could be relational, it could be weather. Fill in the blank really doesn't matter. Sometimes life does not work the way we want it to work. Sometimes we want to buy things we don't have the money. Sometimes we want to go places we can't get there. Sometimes we want to stay warm and bundled up in our house, but we have to go to downtown Petoskey and watch a parade when it's 1 degree outside. Yesterday was the Santa Claus parade in Petoskey, and for years it was on the weekend of the open house, which is like 2 weeks ago, at night on Friday. Last year, I think, and maybe it was this year, was the first time they moved the parade to this particular Saturday, and it was 12 degrees when I got out of bed. It was 14 degrees when the parade started, and they were walking from the high school down Mitchell Street, which is a main drag in Petoskey, into town. And Sarah was telling me later, one of the other saxophonists were saying, "Where is everybody? There's nobody here. Why are we doing this?" Because all of Mitchell on 4th of July is lined. I mean, you can't find a place to park, you can't find a place to sit, it's lined. And you get to town, there's more people. There were people in downtown. I was there. Kim was there, Barbara and George were there, Jack was there. That's a whole other story. And there were a bunch of people, and the parade came down. You had two police cars coming, the sirens going, and they were waving out their windows, which I would have had my window rolled up. And then the band came. And those guys pushed through, and they played great Christmas music, and you could tell on their faces that they were not warm. They were supposed to wear their uniform. That got changed at the last minute, so they had all kinds of stuff on underneath. Sarah even called us, "Bring me a beanie, I think, or a hat or something." And we took her, and she wore it, and she had her boots on, and they wore these big, huge, heavy band jackets. So they were as warm as they could be made. But when you got a wind chill of one, I told one of the kids that I saw after the parade was over, and when you're in the band, you get to leave. Because the band's first. We're going home. I saw one of the band kids and I told him he played great, and he said, "It didn't even work. I couldn't get the valves to do anything. It was frozen." And he wasn't the only one, apparently. Sarah got in the car and she was in so much pain because you know how you get really cold and then you start to warm up? She was in so much pain. And now I'm becoming not the band parent watching the band play. Now I'm becoming the protective dad. And what the heck did you do this for? Somebody in Petoskey should have said, "You know what? Let's put the parade off till next week when it's going to be 30." But they plugged through. They pushed through, they played, they sounded good. The rest of the parade came through, I'm assuming, because by the time Sarah got in the car, it was done, which is weird. But sometimes you got to push through. Sometimes you don't want to push through. How many of you have ever been there? I am a wuss. There is no way that I would have walked down that street. I asked Sarah how many kids were not there. And she said she was pretty sure they were all there, most of them. Next year, if they do this, somebody's going to stay home. Now, we told her we're not doing this again because it's not fair. But this year they had to do it. And this year they pushed through, and this year they sounded great. Sometimes life hits you in the face with stuff that you don't want, that you don't understand. And you can either crawl into a hole and hide, which, how many of you know that does you exactly zero good? I mean, in the moment, it might feel fine. But you got to come out of that hole someday. And you'll find that the hole did you exactly zero good. Satan loves playing games with us. A lot of times it's money. A lot of times it's health. A lot of times it's jobs. A lot of times it's relationships. And a lot of times it's not even Satan doing it. A lot of times it's just because we live on a fallen planet. A lot of times it's because we do things that maybe we should have done different. But ultimately, it's not surprising to God. He has a plan. He got the band through that yesterday. And if you're walking with a God who died on a tree, we'll be talking about that a little bit later, then things are going to be okay. Might not be fun right now, but if you're walking with the God who died on a tree, things are going to be okay. You have to trust that. Sarah got warmed up, and then we went to Grandma's house and made cookies. A lot of cookies. And she was fine. She was even okay with sending Jack home early because it was ugly snow and we wanted to get him home. Push through. I wish Bonnie was on there because I'd give her a hard time. She fell. We need to be praying for her on Tuesday, and she sat on her garage floor. Should have called you. I don't think she had her phone with her. If she did, she didn't think to use it. But she pushed through. She's not on Zoom because, well, she's Bonnie. But push through. Don't ever give up. Great example that I couldn't have used. Yesterday was the most important football game of the year. Army-Navy. Navy was getting their rear ends handed to them in the first half. How many of you know Navy won the game? They pushed through. That's all I got.